You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Movie nights that raise money for a cause. Butterfly houses that can teach us all a lesson. Women for Wellness, where in 2019 more than 2,000 people were served. It's the Toe Rope Tour. We have got a lot to talk about here. We are in Missoula, Montana, celebrating our connections in the 406 and getting out and doing a little 406. And yes, it is the Toe Rope Tour live from Paradise Falls today on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now here's your host, Tom Schultz.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. That's two decades strong working on three. The program that actually started here in Missoula, Montana is Voices of Montana. And Tom Schultz alongside. Happy to have you here midweek and happy to I am just excited to catch up with Matt Ellis. We've got a good show today. Dale Wolheiser is going to be here. Eleanor Vizcarra. Like as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the Ronald McDonald House, the Pavarello Center. But Matt Ellis is the head of the Missoula Paddleheads. Matt, I'm just... I worked with Matt for 3 years doing the PA at the ballpark. It was so much fun. You got a great organization, and congratulations. The Paddleheads are doing pretty good right now, too, aren't they?
Yeah, we're in first place in our league, and we have the best record in all of independent baseball across the country, so we're pretty excited about that.
The reason that you're here, you were nominated as a Toe Rope Hero, and last year had to be a real difficult year. It was for everybody.
It was.
But especially for folks like yourself, baseball's a summertime event.
Right.
The pandemic was here. You had to cancel your entire season.
Yeah, it was a rough year for the entire community. And, you know, we were real fortunate to have an ownership that kept our entire staff on board. Well, you know, we're event people, so we said, how can we use the community stadium, you know, Ogren Park Allegiance Field, to the benefit of our whole community? And we did a bunch of brainstorming and worked with the health department and came up with some creative ways to do some community good. And it was a real fulfilling year. It was tough without baseball. It was tough without, you know, having bigger crowds than what we were able to do. But it was a fulfilling year considering the circumstances.
The ballpark is where people come together to share and bond over a singular experience. And you were able to maintain that, and people need that. And so you recognize during the pandemic people are still going to need this.
Yeah, and we had dabbled in, like, our movie night program. We had dabbled in that year, the year before, with not a ton of success. But we heard, you know, like, the Roxy was our partner on that, the Roxy Theater downtown, and they got shut down, so they had no income at all coming in except for donations from, you know, their supporters. So we immediately reached out to them and to the health department and worked out an arrangement to do these movie nights every Thursday, and they blew up to capacity. I mean, we did 1,000 people, and we stole the idea from a team in Florida that, you know, created this idea of doing boxes on the field to where you can socially distance. So we spray-painted all these boxes on the grass, and it allowed for social distancing. We had one-way traffic in on the one side of the concourse, one-way out on the other side. And so we just made it a really safe place for everybody to come and enjoy a game with a capacity of 1,000. And we reached capacity 70% of the time. It was a really great experience.
Was that a surprise or maybe not so much of a surprise?
It was a little bit of a surprise of how well it took off. You know, as a partnership with the Roxy, we were able to raise a ton of money for the Roxy.
About that.
That was what made it even the best. And our partnership with them continues today, and we still do movie nights. We're only doing them once a month during the season because of our schedule. Like, we have Ferris Bueller later this month, so that will be fun. And it's just, it's going to become a tradition long term. But, you know, I don't know if we'll ever have as successful of a year on the movie night front as we did in 2020.
Well, but that's something that continues and it grows. And so right. I got to ask, you know, what were people's favorite movies? What were they? What was the reaction at the ballpark? Did you guys do the peanut inning by any chance?
No, we didn't. But we had some fun. I mean, we also, you know, the movie nights were great. We did everything from Purple Rain, you know, to we just did a ton of great movies. The kid movies tended to do really well for families. I mean, we just got a different demographic every week.
Oh, really?
But what was cool is we found out like 60% of the people that came to the movies hadn't been to the ballpark. So for a baseball game, so you know, we were tapping into a new part of our market that hadn't used the facility before. And what it's led to is, you know, like tonight we have a fundraiser with a cornhole tournament, and you know, we're doing a fundraiser with golf in our ballpark, and later next month. It just opened up a whole new realm of events and connections with nonprofit agencies and community partners to help use the facility, the baseball stadium, to the good of the community.
That is a, you know, there's silver linings in things when you're challenged with things like the pandemic. Matt Ellis is with us, vice president of the Missoula Paddleheads Professional Baseball, which is, as I mentioned, doing real good. So the cornhole tournament was born out of last year.
Yeah, it's a rental. It's a nonprofit coming in, and they have this cornhole tournament tonight. We have a parenting place, I think, tomorrow night in the facility. And
people take their cornhole pretty seriously.
Yeah, I know. I know. So you know, we have a bunch of film festivals coming to the ballpark. We had the Fly Fishing Film Festival a week ago. So you know, this new video board we put in 2019 has been a catalyst for a lot of that.
All right, thanks, Matt. I'm trying. Oh, I see. No wonder they couldn't see it. we're here live at Paradise Falls. I was just getting somebody set up and trying to go underneath. Just hang on with that. Dale Wolheiser is standing by. I need to finish up with Matt Ellis here. Just some comments about the Paddleheads. I'm a huge fan.
Right.
You went from being the Missoula Osprey to the Paddleheads. That is something that's like mind-blowing in the middle of a pandemic even, isn't it?
I know. You were one of our hard ones to convince. I know that. You know, the Osprey has been really good to us. It still is. We still do Osprey nights during the Paddlehead season. But the brand, we needed a brand that we felt was more Missoula-ish. And, I mean, I know Osprey feels Missoula-ish, but, you know, we made it a lifestyle brand, as you and I talked about.
That's cool.
The float logo, the state logo with the fly fishing, you know, and it's working really great. We're doing amazing numbers in retail. Our demographic has gotten younger, and we think it's because of our brand change. I mean, when we sit at the ballpark and you look at our 2,000 fans in the stadium, it's a younger group than it used to be, and that's a good thing for us.
I got to ask you real quick, who is a tow rope hero for you?
Well, that's a good question.
And you're going to leave somebody out, I know.
No, I'm going to say the health department locally. Missoula's health department was pretty amazing during the pandemic, and I just, you know, they had the hardest job in the world, and I just look at all the people that had to deal with COVID and what they had to go through. And you know, the reality is the whole situation changed on a daily basis. One day you thought you had the facts, the next day it was different, and you know, you're dealing with a lot of information, some good, some bad, and I just think they were pretty amazing, and they held our hand through that whole process to help us do community good, allowed us to do these events to make an impact, and so we owe them a real huge thank you.
All right, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm going to throw their name into the hat here for this Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower. Okay, you're in it as well.
Well,
I can see that rolling around the ballpark.
We'll totally take that, and we appreciate the honor of having us on this show. You guys do a great job with your radio program, and we appreciate everything you do, and welcome home, Tom.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I wish I could stick around and catch a game. I will before too long, all right? Matt Ellis, vice president of the Missoula Osprey. We're going to switch over now to Dale Wolheiser. If you want to experience science, you can experience it through the Butterfly House. But Dale, welcome, and congratulations. Toro Piro, appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
This is a couple of things to go with, but you've been a member of the Missoula Community Foundation, and we'll be talking about that a bit later on. But you've got a project going on now called the Butterfly House, which you're helping kids experience science.
Well, I think that it's a very important project that we're involved here in Missoula at this point in time, Tom. And we're trying to build a butterfly house and insectarium. We're doing it in conjunction with community gardens, with the Montana State University Extension Service, with the County Extension Service, with various organizations around the community. And we think that it's going to be a huge economic benefit to the community also. there's hardly a demographic that we're going to miss. We're going to be teaching science and nature to young kids and to old people, and to hopefully we'll have grandparents and their children visiting the organization at the same time. We think it's going to be an educational experience similar to, and a big draw to Missoula, similar to the carousel.
Why are you guys doing it?
Well, I think that, you know, everything starts with a dream, and the human achievement in this particular instance, it goes to Jen and Glenn Morangelo, who were young people when they came to Missoula, Montana, and they've always dreamed of having a butterfly house. They were involved in the sciences at the University of Montana.
Okay.
And they've just carried their dream forward to what's going to be an unbelievable human achievement, in my opinion.
It really is, huh? How will it operate?
Well, basically, a butterfly house, there is a place where you would visit.
Will kids, will it be admission? Will there be
all of that. But the butterfly house is going to be, I'm going to say 8,000 square feet. And there's going to be a place where we have 200 species of butterflies, and you walk into it, it's 85 degrees, humid, controlled, you have a shirt the color of mine, and butterflies land on it, you walk through it, and that's going to be half of the experience. The other half of the experience will be insects. Insects are the new dinosaurs, if you will,
yeah,
for kids.
Yeah.
And then we'll have education for, you know, we're trying to teach young kids science. They will also be involved with pollinators. Well, the county extension and all of that are going to have a community garden out back where we can have live outdoor experiences, insects.
There you go.
Involved with plants. It's going to be an unbelievable deal.
Dale Wolheiser is with us, USB Financial Services, but we're talking about the Butterfly House. I've got just about a couple of minutes here, and I know you want to share a story about how important it is that people get involved and why it's important to you.
Well, I'm going to give my tow rope to a guy that I do not know. I spent 6 minutes with him on a wrestling match in 1968, and it was the second time that I lost the state wrestling championship. Uh-huh. I'm a two-time loser.
Well, you took second, okay?
I turned into a jerk right after I lost that second one. I had worked 4 years to achieve one goal and did not achieve it. So I'm at the breakfast table a couple of months later, after being a bad person for a couple of months. My grandmother comes to the breakfast table and says, "You know, Butch, a girl from Plevna won the state beef cook-off." And my father looked at her and said, "You cannot compare the state beef cook-off with the state wrestling championship." And Tom, it's the most important moment in my life. Yes, you can. It was every bit as important to the person that won it, lost it, spent time at it. And so I've spent my entire life since then trying to look through other people's eyes to see what's important to them. And that's gotten me involved with the Community Foundation movement, of which Broadus and Forsyth and Lewistown,
yes,
and are huge, have terrific things that they do in their communities. That's my story.
I like it, Dale. I appreciate that. If you want to be a tow rope hero, just look at life through somebody else's eyes, and you'll have compassion for that. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it.
That guy's name is Charlie Allen. I've never said it.
Congratulations, Charlie. Northern Broadcasting's Tow Rope Tour, proudly brought to you by Mountain Health Co-op, reminding you that the special enrollment period for health coverage for 2021 has been extended till August 15th. That is right around the corner. So if you've been delaying, you don't have that much time. Shop for a plan that's right for you, mountainhealth.coop, or just give them a call. And they are Tow Rope heroes when it comes to helping you with your health coverage. Mountain Health Co-op, providing quality, affordable health plans for Montana and celebrating connections in the 406. Tom Schultz, we are back on the Tow Rope Tour live here at Paradise Falls. Love being back here at Paradise Falls. Big shout out to Tommy McLaughlin here. And speaking of healthcare, Eleanor Vizcarra is with us here, Women for Wellness. And it started through the Salish Kootenai College, but you're helping women take control of their own health care. Thank you for doing that. Tow Rope Hero, talk about this program.
Sure. Well, I think if I had to explain it, I would say it. The phrase I'd come to me is it takes a village. This definitely explains the work that we do in the Mission Valley. And Mission Valley is located in Lake County, north of Missoula. We hold it at the Salish Kootenai College, and the people that are working on this comes out of a Center for Prevention and Wellness. Women for Wellness was created to be a women's health event to emphasize healthcare for Native women. We opened it up to all areas, and to our surprise, it was something that is needed in this time. Where people are really struggling to pay for health insurance.
So they come in and they're not necessarily sure if they've got a problem or an issue they want to get just checked up, or why are they coming in? Is it the affordability issue is a big part of it?
That's correct. They're unable to have enough money to pay for insurance, and their deductibles are so high. So when we received some monies from the Department of Women's Health, one of the deliverables was to create a health fair. And to our surprise, the first year, even though they had just passed the Obamacare, we had 800 women arrive in need of some support. So we provided them with a lot of health screens.
Are they encouraged about... They have the ability to take control of their own health care? Is that one thing you teach them?
Yes. Our focus was to help them become their own health advocates and educate them and bring attention to, things that would affect morbidity. So, yeah.
Surprised at maybe the numbers. I understand you served 2,000 people or more than 2,000 people in 2019. You had to adjust last year. Yeah, you probably have some Toro Puros that helped you along that way.
We canceled last year, and this year we decided to create some events that we could do outside. So some social distancing health events. We have 4 scheduled this year. But we're trying really hard to be there and connect with the women that still need help for mammograms or anything we can do for them. But it's an 8-month process.
It is, yeah. Yes. So where is it going now? What do you think is the future of this program?
Well, before I answer, I'd like to just say that the success of this event really isn't, the organizers. It was the heroes of the healthcare hospitals from all of Western Montana, Community Hospital, Providence St. Patrick's, Providence St. Joseph, St. Luke's Hospital.
Very regional then, yeah.
Logan Health and the Salish Kootenai College, Salish Kootenai Tribal Health. It was all of their investment in it, and they brought in all of the machines and generously gave all the screens free.
Really?
Yes, a one-day setting.
Wow. You're saving lives, really.
Well, we've made an impact, and we normally find lots of things that day. People have the ability to get as many up to 23 free screens there. So mammograms, EKGs, carotid scans, cervical screens, all blood work of the big, huge panels, we check at their skeletal muscular system, eye exams, oral exams, everything can think
of. Wow, it does sound like it's not just, say, awe.
No. Yeah. And to add to that, we have average about 50 medical providers, nurses, registered nurses, and nurse practitioners that donate their time that day.
They're all Toro Puros. Thank you.
They are.
So look it up. Is there a website, Women for Wellness, Facebook page?
there is a Facebook page. It's under the Salish Kootenai College Center for Prevention and Wellness, Women for Wellness.
Cool. Thank you for doing that. Yes. I appreciate that so much for helping people.
Thank you for having me.
Eleanor Vizcarra with Women for Wellness. We'll take a break. Headlines upcoming and more ahead here. So we'll talk about earth care and dental health, dental work. What do they have in common? And Smiles Across Montana. That's a program with an impact as well. So Total Rope Tour. Here's Brian Bennett with headlines. Amy Pearson's going to join us a bit later on, the Ronald McDonald House. I'm Tom Schultz, Tow Rope Tour here. Day 3 this week, it's Missoula, Montana. My thanks again to Tom McLaughlin here at Paradise Falls. I'm Tom Schultz as we are now talking about, I thought this was rather unique. Austin Hobbs is with us with Paradise Dental Technologies. Also, Crystal Spring is here too with Smiles Across Montana. Thank you guys for being here. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah. And thanks for the work you do. Austin, I want you to talk about Paradise Dental Technologies and this program you've got, Earth Care.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So Earth Care is a program that we have to try and, you know, take care of the environment with Linda's mission, kind of, well, she's got 100 of them, right? One of them is trying to get those really, you know, painful stainless steel handled instruments out of everybody's hands and get our amazing ergonomic American-made instruments into everyone else's hands.
Oh, cool.
And so if someone sends 12 metal instruments to us, we recycle those and give them one of our resin handle instruments for free. And so it's a great way to get those metal instruments out of practices, especially the dull, broken, sharp ones, and, you know, get them out and give everyone the instruments that's going to make them more healthier.
How have you, where did this idea come from, and how did you discover this need?
So with Linda, she has been in the dental industry for over 40 years. And so with that, she noticed that the stainless steel handled instruments were causing a lot of musculoskeletal problems with dental clinicians. And she designed this thermal resin handle to make sure that, you know, they weren't getting the carpal tunnels and things like that that they were experiencing.
That sounds like a genius thing going on.
Right? Yeah. We think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, in fact, the handle's so ergonomic that it actually has been shown to reverse the symptoms of carpal tunnel. But stainless steel handled instruments have been around forever, right? You know, probably hundreds of years. And so that was kind of her way of, hey, I want to convince everybody to get a resin handle in their hand, but also, you know, do our part to, you know, get those instruments out of the landfills and keep them from rusting and stuff.
I know. There's like, I've got some in my garage for that matter.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They tend to show up in places. So how do people get involved in this? And you, through Earth Care, mm-hmm. Are you guys just exchanging them?
More or less, yeah. So they can go to our website, pdtdental.com, and fill out the online form, and they just submit or ship their old dull instruments to us, and then they're able to pick whichever free PDT instrument they would like.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of an exchange.
Yeah, cool. Will you stay with us? Because I want to talk to Crystal Spring here, because you work at Paradise Dental Technologies,
yes.
So this would not be this would be in your wheelhouse, too. Smiles Across Montana, Crystal Spring. Thank you for doing what you do. What do you do?
So we are a dental nonprofit that we actually go into schools, nursing homes, community centers, and we do preventative dental services for communities, and especially communities with that are having issues with access to care. There's so many people in our state of Montana, because we're such a rural state, that are going without preventative dental care. So we're bringing that around. And I wanted to do why we are here, too, is Linda Miller with PDT. Dental equipment, it can be a lot for what we're doing, because we are a nonprofit, and she has given us time after time after time so many instruments to make our work possible. So we're just big fans of Linda's and PDT.
Right.
Speak to some of the other Tow Rope heroes who help you, too, because it takes a number of people. And where are you going, by the way?
So we're all over the state. We're mainly in the western side. I'm an eastern Montana girl, and eventually we'll be over there. But as you know, it's a ginormous state. And so we're mainly on the western side of the state. But we, you know, as far as Lodgegrass to Libby, so.
Really cool. How do people then get in touch? They find that they have any, and I think we're running out of time, but that's surprising about dental care, is that I didn't realize I had this need, and you're helping meet that need. How?
Yeah, so by bringing preventative services in. So if we can prevent caries, oral health diseases, then that's going to be a lot less of a drain on our system. So.
And just go to Smiles Across Montana?
So it's smilesacrossmontana.com, and we're also on Facebook as Smiles Across Montana. We're on Instagram, Smiles Across Montana. And you can email us at smilesacrossmontana@gmail.com.
Cool. Both of you guys, thank you so much for what you're
having
us. Appreciate it. Austin Hobson with Paradise Dental Technologies in Crystal Spring. We're back with more. The Tow Rope Tour continues from Missoula here in just a bit on Voices.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Appreciate you being here day in and day out. That's two decades strong, working on three. It's from Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. And the Tow Rope Tour, we are day three this week in Missoula, Montana. So cool. It's brought to you by Mountain Health Co-op. Coverage doesn't have to end where Medicare leaves off. They are offering affordable policies to supplement Medicare coverage. This is a co-op. It's member-owned. You own this. Discover your supplemental insurance options today. Give them a call. Mountain Health Co-op. They are proudly covering you when it counts and helping us celebrate our connections in the 406. 406 now in Western Montana and Missoula, Montana specifically. Amy Peterson joins us with Ronald McDonald House of Western Montana, along with Teresa Windham. Good morning, ladies.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate that. The mission of Ronald McDonald House. It's so hard to express this because anybody who has suffered through cancer to that point where they need your services, they are so thankful. I've talked to a million people like that, unfortunately, because cancer is what it is.
Yeah, and we serve families, not only cancer, but any sort of sick child who is
Thank
receiving
you. Yes.
medical care. And we truly believe you. When you have a sick child, you have a sick family. And so we trust that the medical providers are taking care of the sick kiddo. And so our role at the Ronald McDonald House is really making sure we take care of that family by keeping them close to their sick child, providing them a warm bed, a hot shower, a meal, and most importantly, just a support system of other families who are experiencing similar situations.
You looked at Teresa when you said a meal because she's part of the meal program. And especially through this pandemic, you guys had to work creatively, but also day and night, I suppose, to make the adjustments that were necessary to continue your mission, Teresa.
We did. We prior to COVID, we had volunteers come into the house. They would choose the menu, buy the groceries, and cook for our families and stay and have dinner with our families. With COVID, we had to change that up a little bit and do a curbside service. So same volunteers plus more came in and signed up for a date that worked for them. They chose the menu, but they dropped it off curbside for our families.
Yeah, that is so cool. So there's Tow Rope Heroes to thank, I suppose.
They are, absolutely. We couldn't do it without them.
Amy, talk about then the overall mission of Ronald McDonald House as it transforms or it meets the individual needs of families.
Absolutely. So we really meet families where they are in their journey. And a lot of times it's extremely overwhelming to have a sick kid. And so we provide, like I said, a place of comfort, a place of hope. But most importantly, they're surrounded by people who are experiencing similar situations. And a lot of times, lifelong friendships are built based on that experience. So
you sort of have a similar story, don't you?
I do, yeah. My older sister, many years ago, her little boy was diagnosed with cancer. And so he was receiving treatment in Denver, and myself and various members of my family were able to stay at the Ronald McDonald House there in Denver. Unfortunately, after 14 months of treatment, he ended up passing away. And then this job became available, and so I came to Missoula specifically for this role. I've been on both sides of the door, per se. And I get to honor him every day in what I do. So I couldn't be happier where I am.
I'm sorry for the loss, but I'm happy it led you to a place where you can help others through through this process.
Absolutely, absolutely. I get what families are going through. We always say it's really hard to grasp what the Ronald McDonald House does unless you've experienced it. It's the best support group you don't want to have.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we refer to it.
Teresa, how many hugs are you giving out a day?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Too many to count.
Right.
Too many to count.
It was the hardest part for us during COVID is we couldn't give hugs, and that's what we do is we give lots of hugs.
So. How did you manage through patients, they also needed their hugs, but through this pandemic, they couldn't get them. So that had to put a different dynamic into the mission.
Yeah, definitely. We had to get ultra creative with how we were serving our families. There was a time when we did have to close the Ronald McDonald House, but that we never stopped serving families. So we found local hotels where they could stay. We provided gift cards for restaurants that were close to the hotel so they could order food. We also took over goodie bags with snacks and checked in with those families on a daily basis. So we were always checking. We couldn't hug, but we were doing our best to hug through the phone. So we did continue to serve those families. And illness doesn't pause for a pandemic. And so even through the closures right now or the staffing shortages, restaurants are unfortunately having to close their doors. And we just don't have that. We don't have that option at the Ronald McDonald House. We operate 365 days a year, 24/7. So, and with that being said, we simply couldn't do what we do without the support.
Let's throw some tow rope heroes out there.
That's right.
Because so, the houses are built, through donations, mm-hmm. but they're also built in a family atmosphere. You know, they're built with a mission that is pretty tight.
100%. We call it a big neighborhood. And so we have donors throughout Missoula, but not only Missoula. We have across the state, we have supporters, and really across the country, we have supporters. We had a family that stayed with us from New Jersey, and so they continue to support us to this day. So, wow. But we really want to... give a shout out to those in the community who provided meals during the pandemic. That mealtime at the Ronald McDonald House is really an opportunity for those families to take a deep breath, not have to worry about what they're going to cook, let alone going to the grocery store and getting those groceries. They get to come home from a long day at the hospital and enjoy a hot meal. And as simple as it sounds, it's one of the most profound and important things that we do at the Ronald McDonald House. And we could not do that without the support of the Montana community, really, in general.
Teresa, I'm gonna have you talk about that meal program again, about how people can get involved. And is it difficult? Do you have a menu? Do you have restrictions, nutritional guidelines that they need to meet too?
Yeah, so it's super easy. They can go to our website, and our meal calendar can be found there. They can pick a date that works for them and choose their menu based off of what other people are bringing around them. They can give us a call, and we can certainly walk them through it, let them know how many families we have, because our family count does change very frequently. We can let them know if there's any dietary restrictions at that time. It's super easy.
Yeah. And can they, even if it's just one meal, or
absolutely,
they can sign up for just say yes, I will do
exactly
something.
Just one meal, yeah. Our goal really, and Teresa, kudos to her, she's the real hero that has kept that meal program going, and she, we have a meal served at the Ronald McDonald House almost every night throughout the year, and that's because of Teresa's hard work. And it's not easy filling up an entire month of evening meals.
No, I can't even do 2 days in advance.
Ah,
like,
right?
Meal plan, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So kudos to Teresa really for keeping that program going throughout the pandemic. But throughout the year.
You guys are meeting a huge... Go ahead.
Honestly, the real heroes, though, are our volunteers and supporters. Those are our real heroes.
Well, I want to salute them as well and salute what you guys do, because it's a challenging mission that you have. It's a very necessary mission, but it ministers to the heart of people. And physical healing is one thing, but that emotional healing is another as well. It's very critical, and you guys are meeting a big need out there. Thank you.
Thank you. I couldn't have said that better myself.
Amy Peterson and Teresa Windham with Ronald McDonald House. We're going to come on back. We're going to talk about the Paparello Center now as well. Another need out there, turning lives around. We're back with more. We are live from Paradise Falls. I see Tommy McLaughlin's in the house. That'll be great to catch up with him. And back with more here of Voices of Montana, from Montana, for Montana, in just a bit. All right, welcome back. Tom Schultz here. It's from Montana for Montana. Again, I should remind you guys, just go to our website. If you've got tow rope heroes that you want to nominate, please do that. It's Tow Rope Tour. You can do any kind of search or voicesofmontana.com. Everybody's eligible to nominate and our tow rope heroes for this Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower, which is pretty darn cool. Everybody wants that, that's for sure. But it's really fun to thank people and to acknowledge people, and then to get them to talk about what it is and how it is and the impact that their ministry has, that their help brings about. And today, right now, at Paradise Falls, Marilee Ross and Watney is with us from the Paparello Center. And then the person who nominated you, Marilee, is your mom, Rena Weatherout. And good morning, Rena. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, you guys, for this fabulous concept and for bringing to light some of the tow ropes in town.
Thank you for nominating Marilee. Marilee, I know the mission of the Paparello Center. It is about turning lives around. You meet people where they are and then just try to take it step by step by step. Talk about why you're involved in this. Talk about the impact that the Paparello Center is having. And as you had noted, talk about no such thing as a hopeless case.
Yes, sir. We offer hope to people who are hopeless, and I think that's the most powerful thing. You don't climb out of the pit without reaching your hand back for the next guy.
There you go.
And the people that we work with, through many different circumstances, find themselves at the bottom of their, bottomless pit. And, we can't just turn our backs on them. They're very skilled, talented, intelligent, funny, incredible people that I work with. And, the coolest thing in the world is to see the light come on in someone's eyes when it's been dark for so long. So I get the privilege of being able to witness that and be a part of that.
I get to ask, since so your mom is here, Rena, how proud are you of Marilee for the job that she does, the mission that she's accepted, and her love for people?
Well, she just has a gift, and the people that are around her recognize it and respond to it. She's fearless.
Where do you get that, Marilee?
My dad.
Okay, nice.
My dad was a world champion bull rider.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he died doing what he loved. He's not very good at...
Sorry about that.
Running from danger.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
So she, she overcame. So she knows what it's like to have things not go your way in life. And so I'm so proud of her for the light that she offers to others, and just for overcoming the obstacles that she's overcome in her life.
Yeah, Marilee, talk about the center, the mission, where it's at, how many people you're serving. You guys, having lived in Missoula myself for 30 years, you've got a new location, but the mission always evolves, and day in and day out, you are encountering and getting help from tow rope heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone I work with is a tow rope hero.
Yeah.
I have a lot of really good examples to follow. We were able to put up an emergency winter shelter this year that housed 75 to 100 people every night. As far as I know, nobody froze to death this winter. And those services are just absolutely essential, especially, you know, during the pandemic with the 6 foot distancing and the
How difficult was it this last year?
It was probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
I bet.
We worked 120-hour pay periods. We worked off the clock. We just did whatever needed to be done. We had people out on quarantine all winter long, so, you know, administration jumped out of the office and into the field to carry us through. And yeah, it's really just quite amazing watching people take care of people with just such grace
That is a beautiful thing. What would be your advice to somebody who wants to just take that next step and help? Just raise your hand, just get out there and do it?
Just do it, you know. Let your heart lead you. I asked for a good way to be of service, and now I work at a place where that's all I do. So,
challenging, yeah, but rewarding.
Love your neighbor.
There you go. Thank you for that. It's Marilee Ross and Watney with the Pavarello Center. They want to help real quick?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Just Pavarello Center. Look it up in
the Google. The Pavarello Center is yeah, we're online, so you can just Google us and learn a little about the organization and feel free to donate.
Rena, you raised a good one.
Oh, thank you so much. Absolutely a mother's best hope.
Yep. Thank you guys both for being here. And thanks to Tom McLaughlin again. We'll see you at 1 o'clock at Out to Lunch.